Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Great things are brewing at McCafe. The perfect start to every day.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod.
It's finally happened, guys. I've never been a real, like, regular anywhere. You know, when you walk in and they say,
the usual.
What about the pub?
Oh, yeah, that place.
So the one place that you made it sound like you hadn't been a regular at, you are a regular at.
I'm a regular at that pub. But yeah. Even then, they'll still say, like, what do you want to drink? What are we feeling today? Because there's lots of different menu items.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I like to do, and I do this kind of regularly, is I take myself out on little dates, and I go to the same Japanese restaurant every time.
Yep.
And I order the same meal every time. And I have a lovely little date with myself. Finally, I would say I've done this over the years, like, 20 times to this place.
Yeah.
Finally, I walked in the other day, and I've sort of been vying for it. You know, when you walk into a place, you're like, hi, like, me again.
Yeah.
And they've never really acknowledged it. And I went in and I said, table for one, as I do, and I sat down. And then finally, she came up to me and said, you don't need a menu, do you? And I said, no. And she said, do you want the usual? And it happened.
The usual. The usual.
Do you know the reason I'm happy that I am now the usual?
Yep.
Is because it stops me having to ask for my stupid order, which is some karaage chicken.
Yum.
Agadashi tofu, which is my favorite Japanese dish of all time.
Yep.
And some
agadashi. I'm not familiar with that because
it's like a lightly battered tofu in a broth. It is my all-time favorite.
I'm not going out to eat curd, but go on.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I like it either. I love the meat. Chicken, tofu, and I get some sake, like a warm sake, just a small little thing, you know, and you pour it into the thing. But the sake I like there is called Demon Juice. And whenever I go and I'm surrounded by people and I'm a lonely woman coming in constantly to eat curd on my own, and I have to say, and I'll get a small Demon Juice, I always feel really embarrassed. And now I don't have to because I'm a regular.
Because they know your order.
They know my order.
Is this where you set up your laptop and you do
work? Set up my laptop and I work and I eat tofu and I drink sake and then I leave and it's a good time. It feels good. Feels good to be acknowledged for my commitment to this one place. Are you a regular anywhere? Because you sort of shop around a bit.
Yeah.
With your foods.
Yeah.
They all know my name at the barbers, but I don't know any of theirs. And I feel bad about it.
And you've left it too late?
Yeah, to say, sorry, what was your name again? Say your name? Or
It's too late.
What's your face?
Do they have a website and it's got about us stuff?
I love an About Us.
An About Us, and then you can be like, okay, that's their name.
Oh, there he is. I love an About Us.
Yeah.
If you own a business and you have a website, put it
about
us.
Have an About Us. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the first time you would have gone there, you would have been like, well, I don't know if I'll repeat visit this place.
Yeah. Or so you just say like, hi, I'm so-and-so. You're not listening.
No. I mean, some people would say that's rude.
There's nothing. They don't have an About Us.
What about on Instagram?
There's a way to book.
Instagram.
There's a team.
Yes,
yeah, team. I already knew the one guy's name that I knew is the one with the picture. I don't know who it is.
Okay.
And no one else.
Well, Instagram, and they could be tagged in.
That's a great idea.
That's a good one.
Or next time you go, just be listening. Like, try to, like, feed, like,
say to one of them,
someone else.
How do I say his name?
No,
Sam. Oh, it's a confusing name.
I thought it could have been Sam.
Yeah.
Could have been Sam.
Could have been Same.
Same.
No one knows. Yeah. It's always best to ask these things.
Yeah, yeah.
Or have you ever had your name on a novelty cup or novelty anything?
And they'll be like, oh, not my name.
And then they're like, always. And you're like,
Chris.
Isaac.
Yeah. Chris, yeah. Sam, William. John.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so obvious. It's so obvious. Have you ever had your name on a novelty mug? Also, hey,
I want to buy you a novelty mug.
Into a chat.
Can you tell me the spelling of your name?
Yes.
Sam. You're like, yeah, I know, but how?
Is it S-A-Y-M?
Could be.
Because I've got a brother, Sam, and he's S-A-Y-M. Is he? No.
He's not.
No, he's not.
I don't know.
They just forgot your name.
Yeah, you don't know your name.